guys, how are you? Welcome into a Tuesday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Betting Pros on Twitter at Betting Pros NFL. This podcast every morning. You find it wherever you get your podcasts, YouTube, and we even have a little fun TikTok account. I'll have my TikTok play of the day. We're posting one play a day over there on TikTok. So we've had some nice response from over there. Actually, we're picking up a bunch of different people who have never heard of the podcast before. So that was kind of the point of going over there, trying to get on a platform that's growing and expose the brand, the Daily Juice brand, to some TikTokers over there. So we are there. The Daily Juice is the account. If you're on TikTok, you can go follow us over there. This podcast being brought to you by BetMGM. You can take any one of the bets I'm going to give you guys here. I have got four wagers going. I've got a soccer bet that I think you could make if you'd like, and I'll tell you more about the Discord bet that we're going to make coming up here before game six of the NBA Finals. I will tell you about that coming up here in a little bit, but if you want to use the free offer from BetMGM, it's $20 above me here on YouTube, $100 to win $100 on any event. Use the code JUICE100 when you sign up for a new account at BetMGM, BetMGM.com, or on the BetMGM application. Okay, game. Well, let's recap yesterday. 2-2, but I had a strategy of going into the no for runs in the first inning. I had to hit two to have a winning day. We hit two. Both were plus 105. It's a winning day. Now, it's not a big winning day, but it's a Monday, and it was baseball, and I just kind of said, all right, if we go 2-2, let's look for plus money bets, and if they cash, we're golden, all right? And that's what happened. Two plus money hit. The Red Sox did not hit. They were plus 120. That was the biggest. We were pulling hard for that, and then a two home runs, I think, in the first inning for the Red Sox killed that. It was 3-0 Red Sox. They went on to hammer the Blue Jays. There were big numbers all over the place yesterday in Major League Baseball. We've got we had the Twins and the Chicago White Sox right. We got Pittsburgh and Arizona right. Got the Giants and the Dodgers wrong. Big explosive night for the Dodgers. Sorry, for the Padres, rather. It's Padres. So for the Giants, rather. They scored three runs in the top, and then the Dodgers scored two runs in the bottom. We had five runs scored. The total was seven in that game. We had five runs scored in the first inning, and the Giants got to seven themselves. That game currently in the top of the eighth inning at the time of taping here for us for a Daily Juice podcast. But so here's where we're going to go. All right, I'm going to give you two plays on the NBA Finals. I've got two baseball plays that I'm going to give you as well. What's interesting is that we did not do the Daily Juice Discord bet of the week yet yesterday. So here's what we're going to do today. I got tied up and it was on me. I was too crazy. Here's what we're going to do today. We're going to talk at 8 p.m. Eastern time, 1 hour before the start of the NBA Finals Game 6 between the Bucks and the Suns. We're going to make the Discord bet on the game, okay? I'm going to give you two plays that will then eliminate your options, okay? But I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to have first half, you're going to have first quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. You're going to have all the props available, basically, except for one that you can jump on. Normally, I have two player props going, so I'm going to leave one open. If you guys want a player prop, you can recommend a player prop. And then we'll talk for like 15, 20 minutes, and then we'll go and vote, and then we'll make the play with enough time before tip-off. This gives us the best chance to have the best numbers, the best odds. We'll know about players' status in, out, all that stuff. So a little bit of an experiment, a little bit of a different type of deal. And it's something that I very well might do for college football season. And so right now we have on the schedule, we have a Sunday morning live stream on YouTube that we've done. We did it last year. We'll do it again this year. On Saturday morning, I'm kicking around the idea, and I have not even talked to Dan Harris about this, but I'm kicking around the idea of doing a Discord conversation for college football bets that we like on Saturday. Like, I'll give you some plays on Friday, and then we'll talk on Saturday morning before the early games go off and make a couple of more plays together for college football and like have a conversation about it. You guys can recommend it. We can kind of go back and forth. I can tell you if I like it or I don't like it. We can do things like that. So I haven't really formulated that. That's just kind of an idea right now. But I'm going to try it here tonight to see what it's like an hour before the game tips off for the NBA Finals, because I do think this is the last NBA game of the year. Tipping my hand a little bit as to what one of the bets are going to be. But that's kind of where I'm at with that. I'm just kind of like, I don't know. I want the Suns. I hope the Suns. I just can't get there. Unfortunately, I just can't get there with the Suns. But more on that in just a second. So put an alarm on your phone, whatever it might be. 8 o'clock Eastern time, 5 o'clock Pacific time. Live chat coming up on the Discord channel to make the Discord bet of the week. So that's going to be on game six. So think about the game, look at the different prop bets and whatever, make recommendations, and then we'll go and vote in the Discord channel for us for that. bettingpros.com/chat to get in, or underneath me here on YouTube to click and get into the Discord channel for us here today. All right, let's start talking a bit about the game. And I'm going to tell you right away that I'm laying the 5 points with the Milwaukee Bucks. And here is why. I don't like the fact that Milwaukee's having 35,000 people outside the building. I know the Suns are 6-2 on the road this season, but I think there is something that is broken with the Suns that is going to be exploited by the Milwaukee Bucks. Milwaukee realizes that it's Devin Booker going nuclear, or they cannot hang with the offensive firepower for the Bucks. The difference maker is Giannis, who is going to win the MVP. Giannis is unstoppable. His point total is only 32.5 points. Okay. If I was going to play an extra prop, I would play over 32.5 points. I'm just a little concerned the game might get totally away from the Suns early, and Giannis doesn't need to play much in the fourth quarter, and he winds up scoring like 25 points because everyone else goes off, and Middleton goes off, and every other player's, you know, Holiday and Connaughton, they're just all going off. I just think when you look at the way this team has played at home, when you look at historically speaking, teams that are up 3-2 in a game six setting are really good. 9-1 over the last 10 straight up, and 7-3 against the spread over the last 10. They're really good. I want, and I would love to see, go ahead with Phoenix and do it. And I very well, I haven't come around to this yet, but it's not a horrible idea to sprinkle on plus 320 for the Phoenix Suns to win the series. Because if the Suns were to win game six, you could have that and you could hedge off of it for a game seven. So I probably would do that personally. I'm not going to recommend you guys do that, but I am going to do that personally. Most likely, I haven't done it yet, but I probably will do that. Not heavy, but at plus 320, you can go ahead and kind of guarantee yourself a winning game seven and kind of kick your heels up and not have to go crazy with it. So that's kind of one angle you could take. But for a half a unit, I'm going to lay the Bucks minus 5. I think offensively, they really know what they want to do. The home crowd's going to be just electric. And there's pressure, by the way. Okay, there was pressure on Tampa Bay having to do that in game five against the Montreal Canadiens when they had to go and, you know, win from their home crowd. So maybe in the first quarter, Milwaukee will be tight. So maybe look at the Suns, and Suns in the first quarter maybe is a way of going. But I just think as the game progresses, they're better, they're deeper, they're more talented. And I do think it's going to be a double digit win here for the Bucks when it's all said and done. And it's more heartbreak for Chris Paul. And this is probably it. This was his shot. They were up 2-0 and they will have lost four consecutive games here. And I did not think Milwaukee was going to win 4 of 5. I will be honest. I stated on this podcast, Milwaukee won't win 4 of 5. And I think Milwaukee's going to win 4 of 5. In fact, 4 straight to win the NBA championship for the Milwaukee Bucks. Half a unit. Bucks minus 5. Other half a unit, and this is going to be my TikTok play of the day. I'm going to the prop market, and I'm going to go to Pat Connaughton, who has hit this prop every game of this series. In game one, he was 2 of 4 from behind the 3-point line. In game two, he was 4 of 9. In game three, he was 2 of 4. In game five, or game four, rather, he was 3 of 7. And in game number 5, he was 4 for 6. He's playing 27 or 28 and a half, 33 and a half, 30, 32 and a half, 33 and a half minutes per game. He's getting multiple looks from behind the 3-point line. Got a guy who's playing a ton and shooting a ton, and his prop at FanDuel is minus 145. To go over 1.5 made threes. I'm going to go a little heavy here. I'm going Pat Connaughton of the Bucks over 1.5 threes for a half a unit to continue this run. I think he'll get a bunch of shots. He's hitting corner threes. It's a big part of their offense, and he's getting looks, right? When you're talking about 1.5, 6, he's got 4, 9, 4, 7, and 6 attempts to hit threes. We just need 2, okay? Get 7, 8 attempts and just hit 2. And at minus 145, I'm going to lay a half a unit here. Normally, I don't lay half a unit on props, but I'm laying a half a unit on Pat C to hit more than 1.5 threes tonight at minus 145 for the Milwaukee Bucks. So Bucks minus five for a half a unit, and Pat Connaughton over 1.5 made threes at minus 145. For a half a unit, minus 110 on the Bucks to cover that 5-point line and to win the NBA championship coming up here tonight. So yesterday, I made 4 baseball plays. I'm going to come back here with 2 baseball plays for you guys. And the first is I'm going to go back to the no run in a first inning, and I'm going to lay a half a unit on this because it's minus 110 on both sides between Detroit and Texas. If you look at the numbers for Detroit and Texas, they are the second to worst and third to worst teams in the first inning to score runs. Yesterday, it did not come in again. They didn't score in the first inning yesterday in their game against each other. And I think, again, we're going to see these two offenses continue to struggle. It was 14-0, by the way, the final score. And neither team scored in the first inning or the second inning. It just got crazy in the second, in the fifth, in the seventh, in the sixth, in the seventh. And Detroit winds up winning 14-0 in this game. And a lot of people had, some props going. I saw a bunch of people on the over for strikeouts for Kyle Gibson. He wound up with 2. He didn't pitch very well. Not at all. 5 innings, 8 earned runs. He gave up. The bullpen wasn't much better. Detroit got after it later in the game. But Texas and Detroit both are 2 of the worst scoring teams in the first inning in all of Major League Baseball. And so today, they don't have awesome starting pitching going, okay? Dunning versus Skubal, and you got a 3-6 and a 5-8 pitcher with a 4 ERA for both of them, okay? I'm not going to sit here and say, yeah, these are great starting pitchers that you want to ride these guys. But, last time out, not a horrible start for that's the innings for Dunning. So for Dunning, last time out, pitched against Detroit in his last start. He went 5 innings, 1 earned run. No runs in the first inning for him in his last start against these Tigers. So that's good there for Dunning. And then on the other side for Skubal, for the Tigers, he, again, not great. Last time out, pitched against Minnesota. He got hit pretty hard in his last start, but again, didn't give up a run in the first inning, give up runs later, but no runs in the first inning for him. So I just think you've got pitchers who are okay in the first inning. They get hit later in the game, although in his last start, Skubal gave 2 runs to the White Sox in the first inning, so 1-1. Let's see what he was in his, and then his last start, he was really good against Houston. He gave up 1 earned run in 7 innings, gave up a run in the 4th inning, and that's it. So I'm going to come back here for a half a unit, Detroit in Texas, no for a run in the first inning. We're going to find out real quick about this one. No for a run in the first inning, Tigers and the Rangers at minus 110 for a half a unit. And then I've got a first 5. The Orioles hammer left-handed pitching. Okay, this season, the Orioles have a batting average of .269 against lefties versus .222 against righties, on base percentage of .325 to .293, slugging of .433 to .372, and an on base of .758 to .665 versus right-handed pitching. They're facing a lefty today in Shane McClanahan for the Rays, who is 3-3 with a .405 ERA. Not a bad pitcher. His last time out against Toronto, he gave up 4. He went 4 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned run. But the total is 4 here in this game. And Look, John Means is going for the Orioles, and I know John Means has been okay this year for the Orioles, but I think there's a potential here for him to give up two or three runs to this Rays offense. Orioles could very well come back and score. They scored six runs last night. They won 6-1 against Tampa. First five total is four. It's -120. I'm going over four runs, first five, Orioles and the Rays. So both the Orioles and the Rays to hit left-handed starting pitching here to get more than four runs in the first inning, -120 at a half a unit. Okay? At a half a unit. So those are the four plays. I do have a soccer play for you today in the Gold Cup. And this is not my bet, but this is somebody that I talked to who believes that Costa Rica at +125 to win in regulation plus stoppage time. This goes to extras. We're not there. I don't think, right, because it's not, we're not in the knockout stages, so we're not going to go there. It'll just be a tie. But we need Costa Rica. There is a draw bet to this, so that's the soccer bet we all can't stand. If it's 1-1, it's a draw. But Costa Rica to win at +125 over Jamaica today for the Gold Cup. That game being played in Orlando, I believe. That is the one soccer play if you want to trail a friend of mine who is a soccer gambler and likes to bet on soccer. It's not my bet, but Dan Harris is recommending that I do bet soccer. There you go. There's your soccer bet at +125 for Costa Rica to win on the money line with the draw bet available inside regulation plus stoppage time, 90 minutes plus stoppage time for Costa Rica and Jamaica in the Gold Cup. We're taking Costa Rica to win outright without drawing, obviously, because it's not a knockout stage, but Costa Rica +125 if you want to jump on that, if you would like to, for a soccer play today. Okay, so to recap the plays for today, Pat C for the Bucks over 1.5 made threes, half a unit, -145 at FanDuel. Bucks -5 game against the Suns in game six to win the NBA championship at -110. We've got Detroit and Texas, no run in the first inning, -110 for a half a unit. And Orioles, Tampa Bay, over four runs, first five, -120 for a half a unit. Two units in play. You guys will make the Discord bet that I will bet alongside with you coming up today, 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 p.m. Pacific time in the Discord channel. We'll talk, look at numbers, break down the game. You can bet the total if you want, everything on the table if you would like. The only thing you can't bet, obviously, is Bucks -5. Or if you guys want to bet against it and take the Suns, I guess you could make me do that, but that won't really be fun in my mind. I like the Bucks -5. Pat C over 1.5 threes, one prop bet. But again, I don't mind Giannis and other ones potentially to come in. You know, Giannis over points or points, rebounds, assists. Interesting things to look at if you want to. Coming up on the Discord channel, coming up today for our Discord bet of the week, which will be on game six of the NBA Finals. All right, two units in play. Let's get after it here today for the NBA Finals and a little baseball and even a little soccer. We'll see how my soccer play one winds up, even though I'm not betting it. We'll see how that goes. My name is Matt Perrault. I'll talk to you later today in the Discord channel for our live conversation about game number six. Follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt every morning. It's the Daily Juice Podcast right here on BettingPros.com, brought to you by BetMGM.